Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for Wednesday's headlines, and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson back before reporters today to explain his latest round of decisions with respect to how to allocate the $700 billion approved by Congress several weeks ago in order to shore up the nation's faltering financial institutions. Secretary Paulson and President Bush at the time went public, the president even going directly before the American people on national television, saying it was vital for the United States to buy up troubled assets in order to make sure that there was going to be a more stable approach to getting out of this financial crisis. Today, Secretary Paulson says the money's been put to a different purpose.
I determined that the most timely, effective step to improve credit market conditions was to strengthen bank balance sheets quickly through direct purchases of equity in banks.
Paulson talking about a number of issues, but he cited some signs of improvement in the global economic crisis, saying the situation remains fragile. He noted that the economy cannot begin to recover until the housing crisis is stabilized.
Although this program's primary purpose is stabilizing our financial systems, banks must also continue lending.
The subprime mortgage meltdown is often identified as the chief culprit in the global credit crunch. Meantime, as the crisis has worked out, Paulson said, quote, banks must continue lending. The administration has come under tremendous scrutiny for how it's allocating the hundreds of billions of dollars approved by Congress, but the secretary defended the administration's moves.
As credit markets froze in mid-September, the administration asked Congress for broad tools and flexibility to rescue the financial system. We asked for $700 billion to purchase troubled assets from financial institutions.
Investors not encouraged by what they heard today, stocks falling for the third consecutive day as investors responded to the government's new plans for directing the bailout funds. In the end, the Dow closed down 411 points at 8283, the S&P 500 falling 47 points to close at 852, while the NASDAQ was off 82 points to close at 1499, oil closing at $56.16 per barrel, down $3.17 on the day. As far as the housing crisis, that was also the topic of concern on Capitol Hill, as in a lame duck session of Congress, members are still trying to figure out exactly what they can do to help bolster the nation's shaky fiscal footing. Democrat Barney Frank chairs the House Financial Services Committee. He wants lenders to do more to help struggling homeowners.
The argument needs to be reemphasized that foreclosures damage the whole economy.
One of the biggest issues, as we've already discussed in this program, is the push on Capitol Hill, as well as from President-elect Barack Obama, for a second economic stimulus package. The components include a massive infrastructure program funded by the government to create more jobs in this country, but also, and perhaps more urgently, they are recommending a bailout for the nation's beleaguered auto industry. Backing up that sort of suggestion, Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm.
This industry supports 1 in 10 jobs in the country. If this industry is allowed to fail, there will be a ripple effect throughout the nation.
We mentioned Barney Frank before. He's chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. He wants to dip into the $700 billion rescue plan for Wall Street and use it for aid to the automotive industry. In exchange for a $25 billion infusion of cash and emergency loans, Congressman Frank wants to have a government ownership stake in the big three automakers, Ford, Chrysler, and GM. The Bush White House still not saying its opinion on bailing out the auto industry, saying it's not opposed to it and would seriously consider any sort of legislation passed by Congress. But it was clear at the White House on Wednesday that the White House isn't eager to do that.
We want all companies in America to succeed. There are questions regarding some of the automakers right now in regards to their earnings. You have seen them, and they've been transparent. We have said for a while that we've been talking with the automakers. You've known that the president's been meeting with them.
Meanwhile, as the current Congress works on economic issues, the future Congress still doesn't have its full complexion yet because three U.S. Senate races remain outstanding. We talked about Minnesota and Georgia over the past couple of days on this program, with Georgia headed to a runoff and Minnesota headed for a very close recount. Minnesota Secretary of State Mark Ritchie says he's working as hard as possible to ensure a fair process.
But the election judges, the Supreme Court justices, everyone is involved, are really focused on determining what the citizens had to say through the election.
The third outstanding Senate race is in Alaska. We'll get an update on that when we're joined by Shira Tuplitz of Roll Call Newspaper. And finally, a federal task force has approved a number of recommendations dealing with airport delays. However, Coalition for an Airline Passenger Bill of Rights spokesman Kate Hanai says passengers are not satisfied with the result.
We have a very good shot at getting some passenger rights done, but we really need everyone to come to the table and say this is important.
Recommendations from the task force include paying more attention to conditions in plane restrooms and providing refreshments and entertainment to stranded passengers, as well as regular communication to the passengers, even if there's no change in flight status. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll talk with David Field of Airline Business Magazine about the results of that task force. We'll also hear from Randy Riddle of Operation Christmas Child about how you can bring a Merry Christmas to an impoverished child. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, what's happening with the Alaska Senate race? Stay tuned.